Welcome to Health Works Here. I'm your host, Maggie McKay. Dr. Dana Hsu, Emerson Health General Surgeon, who specializes in breast health, is here to discuss dense breasts with clear answers on what you need to know. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thanks so much for having me, Maggie.
So let's just dive right in. What do dense breasts mean? Should I be worried? How common is it?
You should not be worried, and it is exceptionally common. There's a couple of different categories for how dense your breast is. There's the category of predominantly fatty. There's the category of scattered fibric glandular densities, which means your generic lumpy boobs. And then you have the one that everybody gets alarmed about, which is heterogeneously dense boobs, which just means slightly lumpier boobs. And that is about 40% of the entire population. Okay, so about half women out there have some level of lumpy boobs. Lastly, you do have this one rare category of less than 10% of the population where you have exceptionally dense breasts. That can theoretically increase your lifetime risk of breast cancer. But again, that population is much, much rarer. What you typically see when you get that report when you first have your mammogram and it says, oh no, I have dense breasts, is that term heterogeneously dense breasts. And that is exceptionally common and does not significantly increase your risk of breast cancer. When you have the extremely dense breasts, theoretically, it can almost double your lifetime risk for breast cancer. Why that is, we don't fully know. But it is one of the risk factors that are out there. So if you do have extremely dense breasts, you would benefit from a higher level of screening. What that screening entails is actually really common sense. The first is a good baseline self-breast exam every month. The second is you still get your lovely smush every year with your routine screening mammogram. But what you're adding to that is every year, you're also doing an MRI as well. So what that means is in the span of 1 year, usually spaced 6 months apart, you're going to have a mammogram. And then 6 months later, you're going to have an MRI. During that same year, you're also going to be working with both your primary care and ideally high-risk breast person, such as our lovely nurse practitioner, Suzanne Roberts here, or any number of high-risk breast clinics out there where spaced 6 months apart from your PCP, you're seeing somebody such as a GYN or your high-risk screener to do a dedicated objective breast exam.
Tell me how I can reduce my anxiety about dense breasts.
Accept the fact that they're lumpy. Know your lumps, know your bumps. So I think the biggest and most important thing throughout all of this is in the entire span of your healthcare, there's one constant. You're going to see lots of different nurses, lots of different doctors, but the one constant through it is you. You know your breasts. You know how to do that breast exam. Once a month, do your full exam. When you do your exam, you're going from the clavicle, sternum, inframammary fold, all the way up into the armpits. And clockwise, counterclockwise, I don't care which way you go, whatever is most comfortable for you, do that feel around and know where those lumps are. This is going to sound a little odd, but I usually call the lumps I have toddlers at home, so I kind of think of them as like the granola clusters that you give them as a snack because you can feel the little granules on it. If it feels like a little granola cluster in there and you can wiggle it around and it's something that you felt before, you'd be like, oh, that's just lumpy. It's just lumpy. That's the slightly more dense breast tissue that's in there. If you feel something that's really hard, firm, increasing in size, or tethered, where it doesn't have that nice little wiggle, then it's a good time to go touch base your primary care and say, hey, take a feel of this. What is it?
Okay, good to know. If I breastfeed, age, go through menopause, or other things that women naturally experience, will my breasts get denser?
It does. This is exactly the reason why we don't do routine mammograms on young patients, because when you are younger, you have a lot more of the stroma that holds everything up and keeps them all nice and perky early on. But as you age, as the hormone changes, as you breastfeed, a lot of that stroma softens up and has more fatty replacement. So yes, over time, the breasts do soften up.
Dr. Xu, when should I see you or another specialist if I'm concerned about something breast-related?
When something's not right for you. You're doing your routine soft breast exams. You know yourself. You know what's normal for you. When you have something that you go, huh, that's different, don't say, worry about it later. Touch base with your primary care. Have somebody do an additional exam. Have your partner say, hey, is this there before? And if you have that confirmation, like, this is different, the very first steps that we do is usually imaging. You're going to have that lovely smush with the mammogram again. You're going to oftentimes get a targeted ultrasound if they see anything suspicious, or if you can point to exactly where that is. And based on that imaging, you come see me and we talk about it.
So last time I got a mammogram, just, you know, routine, they said you could also add this other, I don't know if it's like an MRI or what, but it's like extra super duper. Should you always do those if you can, the extra?
No, it depends on whether it's appropriate for you. With the mammogram, there's shockingly a greater level of smush. So when you first get your screening, you get that lovely smush and they take a look. If they say, hey, this one little area looks a little different, then they have you come back and you go, oh, they can get flattened even more. Great. And you get an extra little smush so they can look focally at that area. And they oftentimes add on ultrasound to that. The MRI, like I said, is a wonderful study, but it's not the most comfortable or necessary study. So an MRI looks at both breasts, but the MRI also entails you laying prone with your boobs hanging down in a tiny little machine for about 20 minutes so we can, as a magnet goes around you, so we can get a really good image. The MRI is great for screening because if there's something dangerous there, typically the MRI will pick it up because it's very sensitive. It's terrible because it's time consuming, inconvenient, uncomfortable, and just because it finds something, it doesn't mean it actually is anything. So it's very sensitive, but not very specific. So know that if you get your MRI, if you get that MRI report back before you have a chance to talk to anybody and says, hey, something's lighting up, no, it does not mean that you have breast cancer. It means that something got picked up. It could be a cyst. It could be a lymph node. It could be a little area inflammation. We don't know what it is. It could be absolutely nothing. You're probably going to need to get an extra poke and a biopsy to confirm that it's nothing. So that's why we don't use it for everybody. But for the patients who are at truly high risk, it can be appropriate. And that's something to come and talk to somebody about.
On a personal note, why do you love being a surgeon who focuses on breast health?
I just like being a surgeon. Surgery is different than all the other healthcare because in all the other specialties, you are constantly being bombarded with all these extra stimuli. From following up with this report to seeing your patient within a tiny little set period of time. But in surgery, especially when I am doing surgery, I focus on the patient. It's just me and you. Everybody in there is focused on that. No external distractions. I have a problem and I can absolutely fix it. And it's a wonderful feeling.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your expertise. This has been so informative and helpful. Is there anything else you'd like to add in closing?
No, thank you for thinking. I think every boob is lumpy. 90% of women have some level of lumpy breasts. It's completely normal. And at the end of the day, know your lumps, know your bumps, know what's normal for you and know what's not. And that's it.
Good advice. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Again, that's Dr. Dana Xu. Visit emersonhealth.org/breasthealth or call 978-287-3547 to learn more and to make an appointment with Dr. Xu. Thanks for listening to Emerson's Health Works Here podcast. Make sure to catch the next episode by subscribing to the Health Works Here podcast on Apple Podcasts, Pandora, Spotify, or wherever podcasts can be heard.